Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
That 60% of HUD funds go to illegals, that 1 in 10 births in the U.S. are to illegals, the anchor babies born to illegals at our expense get citizenship, that less than 2% are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare, that they comprise 95% of all murder warrants in L.A., that our politicians want to give them amnesty if they pay back taxes? What taxes? Low-skilled, low-income workers with numerous dependents don't pay taxes. They get a check for earned income tax credit. And then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to tell our president and Congress, stop it now. Call the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to sayno2illegals.org before it's too late.
Guess what you'll hear if you call the City of L.A.'s 311 number to report graffiti or an abandoned sofa.
This is Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Soy su alcalde Antonio Villaraigosa. Bienvenidos al sistema de Los Ángeles 311. Si esta es una emergencia, por favor, cuelgue y llame al 911.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
Can you believe that? To continue in English, press 1 now. This is America. L.A. is America's second largest city. But if we leave it in the hands of Villaraigosa and his fellow career politicians, L.A. will be more and more of a third world dump every single day. We can fix it. My name is Walter Moore. I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I need you to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad, so we can make L.A. a great place to live and do business the way it used to be. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com. We can fix L.A. WalterMooreForMayor.com.
a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Attrition through enforcement. Let me say it again. Attrition through enforcement. Those words are becoming more and more popular with American people, with presidential hopefuls, and right-thinking politicians in general. What attrition through enforcement means simply is this. By vigorously enforcing the laws and making it difficult, or better yet, unlivable for illegal aliens in this country, they will have no choice but to leave. Where they go is their business, as long as they leave here. It's like the man said, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Those who want open borders and want the illegal aliens to remain in this country say that attrition through enforcement won't work. It's the usual crowd, Bush and the Bushites. Well, that'll make a nice singing group. Bush and the Bushites, most of the Democrats, some Republicans, the mainstream media, some employers, and various Rasa Nazi separatist organizations. They say it won't work, but au contraire, mon frère. That's French. I have proof, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that it will work. In recent weeks, the Irving, Texas jail has been in a decline where it comes to illegal aliens being detained, and that decline has been 40%. That's right, 40%. Illegal aliens are staying clear of Irving, Texas, because of a recent policy of police cooperation with immigration officials. Now, everyone booked into this jail is referred to ICE if they are suspected of being illegally in the country. 1,700 illegal aliens have been turned over to ICE since September 2006. But listen to this. 2 months ago, in September of this year, an average of 67 people a week were turned over to ICE from the Irving jail. 1 month later, in October, last month, that number had dropped to 39 people per week, from 67 to 39 people per week. A man named Alejandro Del Carmen, chairman of the criminology department at the University of Texas in Arlington, said that the Irving policy was not controlling illegal immigration. It was simply pushing it to other cities. He's right. Right on. You hit it on the head. Bingo. He's got it. He said it perfectly. He states it right on the money. This is what we meant to do. He went on to say, quote, it may very well be that a lot of Hispanics, or particularly illegal aliens, are avoiding entering, living, or being associated with the city of Irving, end quote. Isn't this exactly what the idea was? To make it where they're not welcome there, and they will move somewhere else. And they become the problem of that other place. But the main thing is to get them to move. That's all we want to do. Get them to move. We should create an atmosphere where they are in fear, not of their lives, not of being physically assaulted. No, in fear of being deported. That is the atmosphere we want to make. Now, he makes the point perfectly. And this is exactly what the crackdown was all about in the first place. They will go to another city or state and become the problem of that city or state. Once they became a big enough problem or burden in that new locale, guess what? In their new home, guess what? That state or municipality will have to enact laws or ordinances like the place they just came from to protect itself. The dominoes are falling, folks. They are beginning to fall. And those cities in their path will have a compounded fate because as the illegals leave cities and states with laws, the density in the places they are going will be overwhelming because they have no laws. They will have to emulate by getting new laws to match the laws of the place the illegals just left. It is simple, and that they will understand. It is simple. There's no rocket science here, folks. Make it where they can't go to school. Make it where they can't educate, medicate, incarcerate. Make it where they can't work, they can't buy, they can't rent. Guess what? They'll leave. And that is what we must do in this country, and we must do it in every municipality, every state, and maybe then the stupid, piss-poor federal government will step up and do its job as it should have done in the very beginning. My fingers are crossed, and I'm holding my breath. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Remage, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about our county bureaucracy and how one aspect of the needless duplication of oversight effort might finally be closer to an end. Last Tuesday, the County Board of Supervisors requested a report from the new CAO on the performance of the Sheriff's Department's Office of Independent Review, the so-called OIR. The OIR might finally be asked to justify their $1.2 million annual cost, and that's good news to anyone who pays property taxes in Los Angeles County. The Office of Independent Review was added to the sheriff's bureaucracy 7 years ago to improve the perception of accountability among our ranks. Since we are already reviewed externally by County Counsel Merrick Bob, as well as our own internal affairs, internal criminal, and FBI, OIR doesn't seem to serve any real purpose except to provide public relations cover to the sheriff. Rather than paying lawyers to second-guess hardworking deputy sheriffs, we prefer the $1.2 million be spent on new patrol deputies in our county's underserved, unincorporated areas. That's a much more effective use of the resources. I'm Steve Remage. Please drive carefully, and thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of our beloved country. I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the folks listening all over the country tonight. Those in Phoenix, Arizona at KFNX 1100 AM. Those in Las Vegas at the great K-Dawn, KDWN 720 AM. And all the folks listening on the RBN Network, welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all you give. You're nice, I'm nice, you're nasty. Woo! That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, you know, we talk a lot about racism on this show. As hard as America fought to stamp out racism, it is alive and well in the form of people and organizations who divisively advocate only for those of their race. One of the prime examples of this divisive racist movement is the Reverend, and I say it with all reverence, the Reverend Miguel Rivera, president of the National Coalition of Latino Clergy and Religious Leaders. Is that a racist title if you ever heard one for a preacher? Can you imagine that? A guy that separates his preaching into a race. Imagine that. Imagine, what if a white guy got up and says, I'm preaching only to Caucasians? Can you imagine what would happen? Here's a guy, he is the president of the National Coalition of Latino Clergy and Religious Leaders. Anyway, the new law in the state of Oklahoma took effect on November the 1st. God bless him in Oklahoma. That law targets those in the country illegally. No race, religion, nationality, or country of origin is mentioned in that law. It targets illegal aliens, period. Great, biggest period you ever see in your life. That fact was lost on the good Reverend Rivera. He made the following statements to the concerning the Oklahoma legislature concerning the new law. He said, quote, you are guilty of ethnic cleansing in this community. What does community mean, folks? We know what community translates into. He goes on to say, you are going against my community. Community means race. That's what it means. Race. La raza. Race. That's what he's talking about when he says community. That's my people, my Latino friends and family who aren't afraid of your words, who aren't afraid of your actions. Yeah, right, end quote. Yeah, right. That's why they're leaving there by the thousands every week. Yeah, they're not afraid. They need to be afraid because they're in the country illegally. He is representing people who are breaking the law, folks. He is representing lawbreakers. And I wonder, as a preacher, what Bible he reads. Because the Bible that I've read says in no uncertain terms that you must be law-abiding to be right with the Lord. Let's take a look right quick. Let's read a scripture or two. How about 1 Peter 2? Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them who do well. How about Mark 12:17? And Jesus answering said unto them, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, to God the things that are God's. Is that simple? You must obey the government. How about Romans 13:1? Let every soul be in subjection to the superior authorities, for there is no authority except by God. And then there's my favorite. John 10:1 that says in Jesus' voice, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. You must come through the door. You must come here legally. And that's what Jesus is talking about. And people want to use the pulpit to talk about rights for illegal aliens. They are wrong. And this Reverend Rivera is wrong. He is a racist. He is a member of a racist organization. And as a preacher, he is defending people outside the bounds of religion. And he is going against the very Bible that he preaches, that he protects. Unbelievable. You suck, Reverend Rivera. But more than that, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. All right, folks, we're going to get right to our guest tonight. We're very privileged to have a man who is somewhat of a pioneer in this country right now, but we're going to get into that later. I want to introduce him to you, Randy Terrell from the Oklahoma State Legislature. Randy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, great to be with you this evening, and I want you to know that my good friend and a fellow radio talk show host here in Oklahoma, Dan Howard. OutragedPatriots.com,
my buddy,
sends his best regards.
Dan's a great guy. We talk all the time. He's done great work. Boy, he did a real good job the other day against that Rick Sanchez on CNN, you know. Rick's a piece of work, but Dan held him in check. I was proud of him.
Dan can hold his own.
Yes, he can. Randy, we've got a situation here in California that's just reaching epidemic proportions. And you guys were smarter than we were. You took your situation early on, and I say early on, you've got it bad there too, but you didn't wait till it got to the point that we are here in California. You went right in there, passed legislation, got it together, made a statement, and now guess what? You are leading the country in fighting this problem. We are so proud of you guys there. Tell them about 1804.
Well, I was going to say thank you so much, Terry. We are leading the way, and I've got to tell you, we have been watching what's been happening in the border states like California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. We've been watching the terrible strain that illegal immigration has placed on your social service safety net, your ability to deliver services to your own citizens, the tremendous financial toll that it's taking on the educational system that is now responsible for educating kids who are illegal aliens that can't even speak English, for goodness sakes, and also the tremendous toll that is taken on the infrastructure due to the huge population increases that are unlawfully present foreign nationals. So we have been watching what's been going on, and that is exactly what we were trying to prevent here in Oklahoma with the passage of House Bill 1804.
You know, Randy, a lot of people tell me they threaten their kids with California. You know, eat your spinach or I'll send you to California. be a good boy or girl. I'm going to send you to California, you know.
Well, I've got to tell you, the bill that we put in place here, and I know it's exacted a huge toll in California. Probably the whole scope of our problem here in Oklahoma probably is just not even one full county in California, I would imagine. But listen, we call House Bill 1804 affectionately the Oklahoma Taxpayer and Citizen Protection Act of 2007. It is the omnibus immigration reform bill that many have called a model not only for Oklahoma but other states and the nation as well. It's a fairly lengthy bill, but it really only deals with four major topical areas. And I've got to tell you, Terry, honestly, I think it is just a very simple, common sense approach to a problem that everybody tries to make out as being complex when in fact it's not.
No, it's a simple problem, and your solution was extremely simple.
Yeah, and let me tell you, our bill just basically includes four major topical areas, and real quickly I'll cover those. Number one, it prohibits illegal aliens from getting any sort of official government-issued ID. So no driver's licenses, no ID cards, no occupational licenses. The second part of the bill eliminates an illegal alien's ability to get any sort of public assistance or entitlement benefits, regardless of the nature, source, or amount of the benefit. So no free health care, welfare, rental subsidies, energy assistance, or college scholarships. It kind of comports with my philosophy that the state just ought not to be in the business of subsidizing people who are here illegally at all. And the third point of the bill is law enforcement related. It gives our state and local law enforcement officers the ability to enforce federal immigration law specifically including the ability to physically detain illegal aliens until they're deported. And then the fourth part are the employer sanctions. You know, we had to get a little bit creative because of some of the preemption that's involved in federal law, but we imposed new requirements on employers here in Oklahoma to verify the employment eligibility of all new hires, as well as creating some financial and legal penalties for those who do hire illegal aliens or just otherwise turn a blind eye to the problem.
Well, luckily you've got the elected officials there to get this done, because that will never happen in California. We've got people here, we call them jackpot babies. We've got elected officials who are the children of illegal aliens, and how do you think they're going to vote once they get in office? What kind of programs do you think they're going to push forward, and what do you think they're going to reject? They're going to reject everything like your proposition, like Prop 200 in Arizona and what George is doing, because they are still, they got one foot in the old country and one foot here, but most of their mind and heart is still in the old country. And that's absolutely horrible, even though they were born in our country here. But I want to ask you something. I've been watching CNN and Fox News, watching the reaction to 1804, and, you know, it really gets me. When I hear that they're afraid and they're living in terror, I love it, because I've been afraid and living in terror from the things they've been doing here for years. We all have. So now they're on the run. That's beautiful. Anybody in the country illegally, Randy, you must admit, should be afraid of being deported.
Well, the whole intent of House Bill 1804 certainly was to get them to leave the state of Oklahoma. I guess the slogan that I would tag that with is, we wanted to send the message that Oklahoma is no longer okay for illegal aliens.
There you go. Now you've got this Reverend Michael Chapman and Reverend Don Wolf, who are comparing the illegal aliens to the Sooners. Have you heard that one?
Oh yes. That was a lead AP story over the weekend. And I've got to tell you, what a preposterous analogy.
Absolutely. The Sooners jumped the gun during the land rush, folks. They cheated. You know what I mean? The Boomers stayed back at the line. The Sooners jumped the gun. So they are saying that it is okay to jump the gun and get in front of other people. Basically, these two reverends are making our point for us.
They are. And keep in mind, too, Terry, that obviously, you know, the big point here is the analogy doesn't even fit. And the reason why I say that is because, obviously, even at the time of our founding as a state back in 1907, you know, vast tracts of land here were still in need of settlement, and in addition to that, obviously huge technological barriers made separation from your old country, your old allegiances, fairly easy, and your bonding with the new state and new nation, maintaining those old alliances kind of hard, separation easy.
Like an ocean.
Yeah, and the bonding here a lot easier, and of course those situations simply don't exist anymore. So we're not exactly the same state, nation that we were back then. And I've got to tell you, obviously assimilation was taking place back then. The immigrants coming here actually learning the history, culture, the tradition, most importantly the language. And I've got to tell you, there isn't a whole lot of melting in this pot going on.
I saw a man the other night on television. I believe it was on CNN. He was an illegal alien from Mexico. And he had been in Oklahoma for 11 years. He'd been in Tulsa for 11 years, okay? He couldn't speak one word of English. Now, you tell me about non-assimilation. See, I don't want him to assimilate. I want him to go home. But if they claim they want to be a part of this, explain to me why people come here and do not learn the language. They have no reason to. There was a time they had to. Back in the days, we talked about the Sooners were back in 1889. Well, guess what? You had to assimilate then because, as you said, there was no connection to the motherland. But guess what? Now you've got whole communities that speak Spanish. You've got markets that speak Spanish. You've got products, mainstream advertisers that cater to these people and get translators for them when they get in trouble and go to jail. So there's no reason for them to assimilate.
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, you have Spanish language television.
Right. And radio.
Now you have the public schools that are compelled to educate their kids in Spanish with bilingual education and whatnot. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Now, I read where a Ray Madrid from LULAC, which is another one of those racist, separatist, hate organizations. Ray Madrid from LULAC. Listen to this, folks, and I'm going to get Randy to comment on it. Ray Madrid from LULAC, he's the Oklahoma representative, is visiting schools in Hispanic areas to speak to Hispanic youth in an effort to prevent them from reacting violently when the law goes into effect. quote, quote, they figure they're punishing us, they're targeting us. I see a lot of young people with no hope of going to college, no hope of getting a good job. They get angry, end quote. Basically, what he's doing is he's threatening the people of Oklahoma and trying to induce these young Hispanic kids who are illegal aliens into violence to make a point. This is outrageous.
Well, that is exactly right, and it's not only that sort of inflammatory conduct, it's the sort of inflammatory rhetoric that you mentioned in your opener with regard to Miguel Rivera, who, by the way, called me a war criminal for wanting to, quote-unquote, ethnically cleanse the Hispanic population from Oklahoma.
Throw those scriptures at him, Randy.
Yeah.
What kind of man of the cloth are you when you go against the very words of that cloth that you preach from?
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, you and I know that this has absolutely nothing to do with any particular race, ethnicity, or national origin. This is about whether or not you are here legally or illegally. And, of course, that sort of rhetoric is what they frequently fall back to in order to avoid a substantive discussion on the merits of an issue that they know that they will lose.
Randy, they have used that for years. I've been in this about 14 years now, and they've used that constantly. When they've got no argument, they use race. Randy, we got about a minute and a half. We're coming up on a hard break. I appreciate you coming on, but I want to say this about you, and I'm not blowing smoke at you, and I don't usually do this with a guest, but I've watched your style, and I like your style. And the reason I like it is not only did you get this law put into effect, when they come at you and they brace you on this issue, you stand firm. You stand there toe-to-toe with them. You smile. You're not rattled. You keep your composure, and you basically tell them where to go. And we like that in a politician. You are the kind of guy that should be the governor of that state. Now, that's my words, not yours. We want somebody around that's going to represent us, because every vote that you make in Oklahoma represents the rest of the country also. So if you're going to be around and be as steadfast and staunch as you are, you're going to help the country. We appreciate you, buddy.
Well, Terry, I appreciate that, and I want you to know that is very flattering, very humbling. To me, I want you to know this is not a Republican Democrat issue.
Absolutely
not.
It's not
about left or right.
It's about America.
Right and wrong. It's about respect for the rule of law.
Right.
It's about upholding our state and national sovereignty. And it's about elected officials going to the state capitol, whether that's in Oklahoma City or Sacramento, or whether it's in our nation's capital in Washington, D.C., and doing exactly what it is that the people elected and expect me to do.
Well, we appreciate it. And like I say, even after the bill's passed, you're standing tall, and we like that. Randy Terrell, we appreciate you coming on, spending your time on Sunday with us. I'm gonna put you on hold before you leave. I want you to hear this clip that we play every week, and then you can hang up after that. We're going to play it right after you go.
But God bless you, my friend.
Right. It will give you an example of what we're up against out here in the state of California. But we appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, Randy. You know, folks, this is a good guy, stand-up guy. He's doing the work for America. But this clip we're going to play, we play it all the time. This is Agustin Cebeda of the Brown Berets de Aztlan. This is courtesy of CCIR. Here's a clip that will show you what he thinks of you as an American, how racist these people are with anybody that is of a different race than them. But more than that, he lets you know what he wants you to do as an American and what he thinks your rights are to be in this country.
Agustin Cebeda, Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. They have a duty to die. taps too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children. We're going to take over.
Plaza Fuerza. This is Aslan. This is Mexico. There are pilgrims.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Home. Respond now. While this is still a free service, go to PleaseChangeMyJob.com. That's PleaseChangeMyJob.com.
870 KRLA.
Guess what you'll hear if you call the City of L.A.'s 311 number to report graffiti or an abandoned sofa.
This is Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Soy su alcalde Antonio Villaraigosa. Bienvenidos al sistema de Los Ángeles 311. Si esta es una emergencia, por favor, cuelgue y llame al 911.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
Can you believe that? To continue in English, press 1 now. This is America. L.A. is America's second largest city. But if we leave it in the hands of Villaraigosa and his fellow career politicians, L.A. will be more and more of a third world dump every single day. We can fix it. My name is Walter Moore. I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I need you to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad, so we can make L.A. a great place to live and do business the way it used to be. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com. We can fix L.A. WalterMooreForMayor.com.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion. Randy Terrell, what a stand-up guy. You know, what I was trying to put in words, I was having a hard time doing it, because I'm not real good, you know, complimenting people like that. But, you know, this guy hasn't backed away. You know, a lot of guys pass the law, and then they run for cover. This guy hasn't backed away. He's doing press conferences like crazy. He's not afraid. And Mel just told me he went on Randy Terrell's website, and there was a thing on there about Randy's making all of us criminals. No, them coming across the border illegally had absolutely nothing to do with them being criminals. Randy's doing it by passing a law that only backs up the federal law. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But, you know, that's where we're at. I want to make a statement right now, folks, about last week. I talked about Fred Thompson. All you people that email me and ask me why I'm endorsing Fred Thompson, you know what I would ask you to do? Go down to CVS.
or one of these Walgreens or somewhere and get the giant size box of Q-tips and clean your ears out because you didn't listen to what I said. I told you I don't trust Fred Thompson. I don't even like Fred Thompson. What I was doing was praising what's on his website about the invasion. That's what I said. That is exactly what I said. It is a great thing he talks about. He talks about attrition through enforcement. I wish the rest of these front runners would talk about it. They don't. But he talked about it, and I said that was a step in the right direction for anybody running for office. I don't care anything about Fred Thompson. So please, next time, pay attention. Listen. Please listen. It's important that you do, and then you'll understand. The other thing, folks, the book promo. We still got a couple of books left, a few. Anybody wants a book, the Dan Sheehy book, great book. Got four signatures in there, four autographs in there. This is one of the quintessential books on the illegal alien invasion. And it talks about immigration anarchy. It's a great book. And if you want to get a copy of it, anybody gives us $100 for the show. I know that's a little steep, but I you know, we got to set the number somewhere. Fighting Immigration Anarchy is a perfect book to use as a teaching tool for you to educate those who are uneducated. And if you want to get a copy, we'll send you one for a $100 donation with four autographs in it, mine and Dan's, of course, and Lupe Moreno and Barbara co-autographed it. A lot of good people wrote in this book, and there's chapters about all of us. It's really great. Send us a donation, $100. We'll send you a book. We got a few left. Now, here's the deal. You got to ask for the book, as many of you have. You have to say, I want the book. Here's the $100. And if the book happens to be gone and I'm looking at the $100 check, I'm cashing it. I'm sorry. That's the way it goes. It's first come, first serve, and we will keep your donation. But we will try to announce when it gets down to one or two so people don't send the money for nothing. But anyway, if you're interested, send $100 to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, that's 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We'll give that information out. Once again, at the end of the show, those of you who have ordered the book, we really appreciate it. They are going fast, and it is a very, very good book. Trust me. Not just because I'm in it. It's because it's well-written. Dan put his heart and soul in it, and it's been well-received by everybody that knows about this issue. It is one of the quintessential works that's ever been written about the illegal alien invasion. Let's go to Linda, calling from Burbank, California. Linda, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, have you heard about the truck driver in North or South Carolina who got his driver's license in the mail with North American Union logo on it?
No, I did not.
On the back of it? Oh, like a couple, month or two ago, he called in on George Norrie, and this truck driver said that he got his driver's license in the mail with a North American Union logo on the back of it, and he was...
I sure would like to see it.
And the next night or two, Jerome Corsi, George Norrie had on Jerome Corsi, and Jerome Corsi verified that.
Wow.
And added that other states are going to have that implemented, and that wouldn't have happened if the Real ID Act got passed because that gave Bush an excuse to have North American Union on the back of it. So actually, the Real ID Act, which would be a national ID card, would become a North American Union ID card. So along with doing away with North American Union, the Real ID Act should be repealed at the same time.
Well, I don't know if that would actually happen, Linda, but I'll tell you this. I would like to see this card. I'm not saying I don't believe you or George Norrie, any of the rest. I would like to see it. I wonder why this guy's the only one who got one, or maybe he's the only one who's mentioning it. He got one. That's very interesting.
It might still be on worldnetdaily.com.
I'll check it out. Thanks for the call, Linda. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Elliot, calling from Glendale. Elliot, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, great. I want to tell you about the biggest threat, the real reason why they're not going to build that border fence and shut down the borders, and I'm glad this guy mentioned North American Union. You know the president, and also with Vincente Fox and Calderon and Prime Ministers Harper and the other guy, Clark, I guess it was. Anyway, the three governments are plotting and working together to merge the three countries together into one country. And I'm glad they mentioned Jerome Corsi. I'd love to have you have a speaker, a guest on your show. Virgil Good, who's the author of House Concurrent Resolution 40.
We've had Virgil on before.
Well, you've had Virgil,
yes,
Greg. That's
we
great.
Have.
Yeah, sorry, I missed that. But this is a real threat, and I think this is a topic that we really need to talk about between now and the primary elections, because my prediction is that if we don't elect the right people and the wrong people win, that this threat will become a real problem. Can you imagine every single citizen of Mexico and every single citizen of Canada voting in our national elections when the United States is no more and we're just one country called the North American Union for our continent?
No, I can't imagine that, Elliot.
But
that would be disaster.
That's a real threat. This could happen. Remember when Jimmy Carter got 68 senators to vote to give away the Panama Canal?
Nobody thought that would happen either, but it did.
It did happen,
yep.
And I believe this could happen again because we've got traitors in this country that will give away our whole country if they see the money. People make the mistake of voting for the best finance candidates. The ones that raise the most money are getting their money from these great big multinational corporate executives, the merger mentality people, the bored billionaires that want to buy everything and merge everything together. And, they're probably a bunch of brainwashed brats that went to these colleges and have these communist professors, and they get these wild ideas, and they have the money to make these things happen.
Yeah, money doesn't make a good candidate. Money just makes a candidate louder than the other candidates and puts him out where he can be seen. But
and they've corrupted the system.
They have.
People want power so badly they'll do anything.
All right, Elliot. Thanks for the call, buddy.
We've got to wake people up on this North American Union threat. It's a real threat, and that's the real reason, I believe, that they're not going to do anything about the illegal immigration.
We'll see. Thanks for the call, Elliot.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Let's go to Scott, calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Scott, what do you hear? What do you say?
Jerry, it's always a pleasure to listen to you, sir.
Likewise, buddy.
Hey, quick question. I was catching the news on Fox News and whatnot, and they were talking about Spitzer in New York, and I swear to God, it was like 2 weeks ago that they were talking about the illegal thing for the driver's license, and it got shut down. And it was just like a week ago, maybe 10 days ago, that they were talking about it like it got passed. Can you fill in the blanks of what's going on with the driver's license for illegals?
Well, he brought it up. He got so much opposition that he changed it a little bit.
It got voted on, didn't it? And it failed miserably the
right,
first time.
Right, but then he changed it a little bit and decided he was going to do a little differently, and people were against that, too. It looks like it's dead. Even some of the people that are there, the DMV people, said they will not enforce it if they're against it. I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't.
All right, because the second time around, I swear to God, they were talking about it like it got passed.
No, it didn't get passed.
All right. And a quick comment, too. Do you catch Lou Dobbs any?
Probably 3 days a week if I can.
All right, because he was talking on his show about the sanctuary cities, and he does the polls and whatnot, and it seems like within the past, I don't know, X amount of months or whatever it is, it seems like the number of sanctuary cities has increased. Is that true?
I don't know if they've increased. I mean, I think the ones that were there are still there, but now a lot of them are stepping up and announcing that they are sanctuary cities. I don't think the number's increasing at all.
The numbers that they did give was it's roughly about 38 or 39 cities, I think, in all.
I would expect that number's going to be going down pretty soon, Scott.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure listening to you, Charlie.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Yep.
Take care. Let's go to Barbara, calling from CCIR. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I just wanted to make a real quick announcement about a very exciting event. And we want to welcome all of your listeners to our next CCIR meeting on November 28th, when a very exciting initiative is going to be presented by Ted Hilton and Tony Dulce. And this will be regarding denying authentic birth certificates, the ones that are able to collect all of the benefits of American citizens to those who cannot provide proof that at least one of the parents is either a citizen or a legal immigrant. It is really exciting, and it's going to be a key factor on saving billions of California taxpayer dollars that are now going to support illegal alien jackpot anchor babies. Okay, the title of this initiative officially is California Real ID Act. We at CCIR choose to call it, quote, Anchors Away. And we want to invite all of your listeners to this meeting. That is Wednesday, November 28th, 7:30 p.m. at the Garden Grove Women's Center at the corner of Chapman and Gilbert in Garden Grove. And we so hope to welcome you, all of you there, to find out all about this exciting new initiative, because this could be a follow-up for the original Prop 187 that we co-sponsored.
All right, kid. We'll be talking about it before that time again, and I want to welcome all to come. It'll be a very great, informative meeting.
Absolutely, Terry, and I so hope you can be there also, if you can possibly make it, because this is going to be a very exciting meeting, and we want to welcome all of your listeners. Hope you will be there, and this is a follow-up, as I said, to the original Prop 187 that CCIR co-sponsored in 1994.
Okay, Barbara, thanks.
And, this is very exciting. Terry, we hope you can be there. All your listeners will be there. And if they need additional information, just call the toll-free number, which is 877-NO-ILLEGALS.
Okay, Barbara, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Let's go to Tommy calling from Oceanside, California. Tommy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, what a blessing to get on the air. You know, that guy that in Oklahoma, I don't even know his name, and I don't care. You know, we don't need him as the governor of Oklahoma. We need him as the governor of the state of California or the president,
president
of the United States.
President.
We have got a mess down here, and the people of the United States, I've been calling senators, and we've got to get the other states. California, they aren't going back to Mexico. They're coming to California because this is already northern Mexico, folks. The Senate of California is run by Mexicans. And I wanted to say another thing, that they won't print me at the North County Times here down by San Diego, because I'm straightforward and I'm to the point. And I believe they printed me for a while there. And then that day I called the other day and this editor says, we're not printing you in the North County Times. And when I said, why not? And I believe that some Mexican La Raza group or some got a hold of him and said, we don't want you printed, because my statement was, why should Mexico change anything? They just send the people up here to get on welfare, low-income housing, food stamps, and educate, go to our hospitals. Why should Mexico change a thing? And until something's done, like inland enforcement and deportation of these illegal people that are in our country, and then we're going to need military action down here. I can guarantee you. You know as well as I do, this is a big mess here.
It's a huge mess, Tommy.
This
huge.
Ain't no joke.
And you know what? If
Mexicans are for Mexicans, that's the other thing. I'm so sick and tired of people. When you see a construction site, you don't see no white Americans. You don't see no black Americans.
No, they hire their own. They're some of the most, and I'm not talking about all Hispanics. I'm talking about the ones who are racist are some of the most racist you will find. And this problem is huge. And if they send all their people here to California, if they send them all here, guess what? California eventually will have to do something. Even these.
Right, because, hey, Jake Terry, we're going to get that guy from Oklahoma to be the governor of California, then we'll start getting something done. Because like I tell Arnold Schwarzenegger, I call him all the time,
oh,
and I tell him, all you are is a girly, girly man.
Yeah, he sucks. He just trimmed the lace off his drawers. Thanks for the call, Tommy.
Anyway, it's great talking to you.
Call me again, buddy.
And that guy in Oklahoma and anybody that's on the air, get a hold of other states in Minnesota and Wisconsin and tell them to follow Oklahoma.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Anita calling from San Jose. Anita, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi. This is a little bit off the subject for today, but it has to do with the mortgage, right now the subprime and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these loans were given out to people who either didn't have a Social Security number,
yep,
or it was somebody else's Social Security, it was a phony one.
That's right.
Or they arranged it so that they could have other people sign up for them, and then they can have 20 people living in the house, so
mm-hmm,
they can all pay for
pay
the mortgage
that's
that they
right
can't afford in the first place.
That's right.
They have no professions, they have no means of really, you know, paying for that kind of money, and now we all are going to lose because our properties are dropping thanks to this mess. Greedy lenders,
greedy
banks.
They put people in houses, Anita, that had no
yes
business being in houses.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's be honest.
And
everybody deserves
nothing wrong with renting, for heaven's sake.
Right.
Nothing wrong with renting.
But everybody, it's the American dream to buy a house, but everybody is not physically, financially able to do it, and they put people in there who were financially unqualified, and now look at the mess we've got.
And not just that. That's what they are. Dreams are dreams, and some of us can reach them, and some of us cannot, and some dreams are viable, and some are not. And that's life, and we go on, and that's it.
Well,
you know, I mean,
well,
that's, it's not like a must for everybody, everything, and they come with that mentality. 3 years after they cross the border illegally, they're already buying a house. I mean, when they don't even, they have no qualifications.
Anita, I can hear the racism in your voice. You just don't like Mexicans.
No, I am one.
I know you are. Anita, hold on. I was just joking. Okay.
No, yes, I understand.
Okay.
No, it's nothing like that. I know it's not. It's not racism. It's realism.
But they will look at us who are non-Latin, and they will say, you're black, you don't like Latin people. You're white, you don't like Latin people.
No.
Has nothing to do with that, Anita.
You know what? We don't only have a problem with people from my country or Latin American countries. We have a problem with people from Russia who are also, if you think about
absolutely
it, you know, the people who are coming from the South, they are mostly uneducated, and I will say very uneducated. The people, and that's a different kind of problem that they're bringing with them. The illegal people that are coming from other countries like Russia, they are actually mostly highly educated, and they're also bringing a problem with them because they are.
And the Armenians.
The mafia there, and there's other things that, I mean, they can hack a computer and deplete a bank. You know,
and the Armenians, and look at Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills is full of, they call themselves Persians, but what they are, they're Iranians. They got an Iranian mayor of Beverly Hills now. This is outrageous. The Beverly Hills ballot, Anita, was printed in Farsi and English for the first time ever. It is outrageous what's happening to this country. You call me again. We always love to hear from you.
All right.
You take care. All right, let's go to Greg, calling from Reno real quick. Greg, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Well, hey, Terry, I'll try to make it quick. Always great to hear your show. I used to live in California, and I voted for 187. I'm pretty sure you did, too. And I remember thinking to myself, who is it that keeps bringing all these absurd lawsuits every time we pass something? And I thought, what we need is some kind of a constitutional law in each state that says, once a ballot initiative has been passed by the people, that's it. There will be no court challenges.
That is a great point you make, Greg. That is a beautiful point. And you know what? Oklahoma did their homework. They wrote this thing up so that it would be bulletproof. And all of a federal judge from the 10th District Court of Appeals looked at this. This was out of Denver. 10th Circuit looked at this the other day and said, nope, there's nothing we can do to stop it. And he let it through. Now, that's two judges that have looked at this thing and let it go through. I'm sure they're going to take it to the Supreme Court now. Fine. And when the Supreme Court says it's okay, then where are they going to go? To The Hague or somewhere else? That's what you got to do. When we write these things, we have to be sure that they will muster and not be shot down. That's the important thing. But you're absolutely right. They will come after them. Thanks, Greg. Let's go to Noella calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Noella, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, we all love you, and we've got a thread going tonight for you on Free Republic.
What happened to you last week?
Oh, I was out of town.
Okay, everybody was.
Did you miss me?
Yeah, we worried about you. We sure did.
Oh, No, I was with some other free purrs from Free Republic, and we were having a nice barbecue in Delaware.
All right. I'm just... Everybody wanted to make sure you were okay. That's what's important.
Oh, yeah. Some of them on the new hour, didn't tell everybody. I snuck out of town, I guess.
So what'd
you, I'm here now.
What'd you think of our guest tonight?
Oh, I just... Oh, I love your guest tonight. I sent you an email to ask you... ask him what can the other states do, but I think he... pretty well covered it.
And yeah, he's a good guy.
You had him. Thank you very, very much.
All right, Noella. Thanks for the call. You take care.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, let's go to Frank, calling from Santa Barbara, California. Frank, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Yes, sir. Well, I want to say that Mike Savage used the horrible clown idea of yours on the air the other day. He said the horrible person, a terrible person, the day, and he mentioned a guy, so you need to talk to me about that. But anyway... Metcha claimed responsibility for them fires in California. The Casey Hendrickson show on
that
railing about it. Casey Hendrickson knows a lot about it. There's actually
that email was a false email, Frank.
Oh, right.
I saw that. Yeah, that was somebody put that together and it was fake. It wasn't on a CNN actual letterhead. It was a CNN headline news, not headline news. So,
well,
yeah, I think they proved that thing was fake.
He had a lot of information on it. But Savage did use your terrible person with the echo on there.
Good for him.
Yeah, but anyway.
Glad I could help. If you get to talk to him, tell him I said he's welcome to it. Absolutely.
Yeah, you should go ahead and kick some money in because you're an awesome American. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Frank. We could sure use it. I appreciate it, buddy. You take care. Call me again. Let's go to Dave calling from Seattle. Dave, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, what's happening, Terry?
What's up? What's up?
Yeah, I've been shaking it down, you know what I mean, trying to get people waking up to the North American Union. We do have a contender for president if you want to check him out. His name is Ron Paul. Ron Paul's name isn't mentioned very much on the news. He's winning all the polls. Google his name, Ron Paul. His website is... RonPaul2008.com.
We had him on the show. We had him on the show sometimes back.
Well, I probably haven't heard him, but
yeah.
I mean, he's a lot of people up in Seattle here are waking up to the fact that he wants to shake this immigration problem. You know, he wants to take it out. I mean, there's a lot of other things that he wants to do that he's probably not bringing up, but I think he's the best man for the job, and people can check him out and. I'm going to continue to wake people up.
All right, Dave.
That's what I'm here for, right?
All right, Dave. Appreciate your call from Seattle, buddy.
All right, thanks a lot, buddy.
Take care. Call me again.
Later.
All right,
bye.
Let's go to Joe real quick, calling from Burbank, California. Joe, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, brother. How you doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Excellent. I found a quote from our man, Randy Carroll, in response to that Reverend Miguel Rivera. And the short quote is, we intend to create the toughest immigration law in the nation that will cut access to jobs and benefits to illegal aliens, and that will allow local officials to ask people to prove their legal residency. If those people are not illegal, they have nothing to worry about.
Is that perfectly stated, Joe?
Is that perfect?
That's our guy. That's why we love Randy. Got to go, Joe. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks, man.
All right, Ron, David, the rest, call me next week. Sorry, couldn't get to you. Try to take the new folks tonight. Got two great columns this week with the swings. You can read on our website. Think liberally, act hypocritically, and take this amnesty and shove it. Great stuff. I want to thank Mel for taking your calls tonight. I want to thank my engineer, Alex Connell, engineer par excellence. I want to remind, we need your help to stay on the air. Folks, I want to remind you to send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I want to thank my producer, Michael Wolner, for all his hard work. Don't forget Mark Edwards every Saturday night at 9, KFNX, TheWakeUpAmerica.com. Kevin James every weekend right here, every weekday, right here on Carol A, 9 p.m. Got a new... movie review this week, folks. American Gangster, great picture, and buy something American, folks. It is very important. Don't forget our three websites, theterryandersonshow.com, and don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress at immigrationbuzz.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, americanpatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular age.
Good night, folks.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today's